Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Primer, the podcast where every week we hope to prime our hearts, our minds, our souls before we even step foot into church or before we even take our seat in the auditorium. And so this is to help prime us before we gather. And so this morning, I hope to do just that. We're going to open God's Word together. We're going to pray together. And I want to read for us from Genesis chapter 42, verse 6. It says this: Joseph was in charge of the country, and he sold grain to all its people. His brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the ground. I just want to highlight this one verse today, this one passage. And it's such an incredible picture to think about Joseph's life up until this point. What got him to that place where he has so much authority and so much power? You'll remember just a few chapters in Genesis before, Joseph had a dream where he saw his brothers bowing down before him, and he went and he shared it with them, and his brothers didn't really receive that super well, so much so that his brothers despised him. They hated him. They sold him into slavery, where he almost died. And yet here he is in charge of the country, selling grain to all its people. And so there's a couple things I want to just notice here. First is God's sovereignty. He's sovereign over all things and over all situations. And God's plans often don't work out quite like we had hoped or quite like we'd planned. But God was, in this story even, was orchestrating something way bigger, much greater than Joseph or even his brothers could have ever imagined or thought of. And so as followers of Christ, we have incredible confidence in our God. I think of Romans 8 that reminds us in verse 28 that he's working out all things, yes, but all things for the good of his people, yes, but ultimately for the glory of his name. And so that confidence is for you and for me this morning even. And the second thing I want to notice about this verse is, as I said before, it shows a powerful moment of fulfillment of Joseph's dream where his brothers are bowing down before him. And so you see his brothers who once despised him bowing now in humility. So the ones who betrayed him, his brothers, are now in a position where they are in need of mercy. And this image of Joseph's brothers bowing in humility to the one who can offer them mercy reminds me of the passage in Philippians 2 that says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's how this story ends. This story of life, it ends with us acknowledging the lordship of Jesus Christ, with us bowing in reverence and humility before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So this morning, I want to ask you this: what does it look like for you to bow the knee to Jesus? Not out of obligation, but out of genuine love and reverence for his authority, his kingship, his sovereignty, and his character. Or maybe there's an area in your life that you need to surrender to the Lord and trust that God is at work, even if you can't see the full picture yet, just like Joseph and his brothers. Right. And so as we just wrap this podcast up, as we come before the Lord, and hopefully we're gathering as the people of God here soon, I just want to pray for us. And so I want to encourage you to just join me in prayer. Father, we come before you and we ask that you would forgive us this morning for the many ways that we long to be in control, whether it's control of outcomes or controlling the process, maybe everything in between. Lord, allow us to trust you. Allow us to trust that you have all things in control. And God, would you once again remind us that you are working all things out for our good and for your glory. And so God, we praise you this morning for your sovereignty. And as we even look around us in the world and what's happening around us, God, we are constantly being reminded of the unknowns and maybe filled with worry. and fear. But God, I pray that instead of being filled with worry or fear, God, would you fill us with the confidence that you have all things in control, that you're not surprised or caught off guard, but rather in control of all things. And so, God, we just collectively say, God, we trust you. We trust in your plans. We trust in your sovereignty. And so, Lord, would you go with us this morning? And would you be honored in our hearts, in our lives, in our actions? Would you be glorified as we gather, Lord? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.